أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أولياء الله according to the تجلي that they are in, they speak. According to what at that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to them through his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are in that trance and they are in that manifestation of that visions, then they say things might be about themselves, might be about their private things, might be about their lives, might be about their followers, might be about a situation that might occur in dunya. So to them, it's what according to what is written, Allah gave them that capability to see what is written for them, and that's why Allah gave them a knowledge that He didn't give to His common servants. He inherited them, He gave them permission to inherit from the knowledge of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever Prophet wants to give them, they take. They will be very happy. He said, when I was sick, Grand Sheikh is saying, we are explaining from his notes. He said, when I was sick, now it is 2 months or 3 months that I am in that situation, in that position. I am sick, I cannot do my awrad daily. But my heart always is in the presence of Prophet ﷺ. Always my heart is connected to the presence of Prophet. Always my heart is connected to the Divine Presence. But my body cannot do every daily awrad, daily zikr, whatever it is we are ordered to do, physically I cannot do. I'm sick. Everyone gets sick. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sick and he had high fever and sweating. And so people normally, according to their capacity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, sickness come. Don't think that sickness is not Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that sickness, you don't know how much He is taking away of difficulties from that person or his ancestors or his descendants. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sickness was on behalf of the whole ummah. Awliya Allah, their sicknesses are on behalf of their followers between east and west. They carry that difficulty of their followers, they throw it on themselves. Like Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi with his very famous story that happened in his time. A plague was coming to Damascus, to Sham, where he was living. His living was on the mountain of Jabal Qasyun, mountain of Qasyun. Many people knows that. And when that plague came, he was going to take the whole city. So what he did, he said, Ya Rabbi, I will give myself to carry that plague. And this whole plague, like light, when lightnings come, you have this rod and it pulls the lightning. So he was like this rod pulling that plague on him, on his body. So immediately, after a few days, he passed away. And those who were his student, Sayyidina Ismail al-Anarani, who is Khalifa around him, and many others, died after 7 days from that plague. But the whole city was saved with the barakah of his sacrifice himself for the rest to be saved. So awliyaullah, they have that characteristics, that they save themselves, they save the ummah for the behalf, for, and they carry the sickness. So he said, physically I cannot do my awrad, my daily awrad, but now I am better off. Better off?
Not.
Because doing better, I am moving higher and higher quickly, more than when I was doing it by myself. Because now I'm not doing it. ليس على المريض حرج. No responsibility or no problem for the sick person from not doing his daily awrad, no problem, because he's sick. Even if you are sick in a hospital, you cannot pray. You are sick. Allah said in the Holy Quran, no problem. You cannot fast, no problem. You fast later. You can pray them qada later. He said, I am better off now, although with my sickness, because angels are doing on my behalf. And they are doing my daily awrad better than what I was doing, and more than what I was doing by 10 times. So angels are ma'sumeen.
They're safe.
They are safe from falling into mistakes. So when they do on your behalf, their prayers are more accepted. He said, with that, taking the sickness and saving lot of the ummah of Prophet ﷺ, Allah rewarding me by sending these angels to do these awrads on my behalf. So when I was not sick, and this suhbah is 1973, when in the last days that Maulana Sheikh passed away, he passed in 4 of Ramadan in that year. So he said, when I am, this was before 1 month of passing away. When I was relaxing and was not sick, I used to do my awrad every 24 hours. And now, every 24 hours, angels are ordered. Because I'm sick, they have to do my awrad. And he said that when someone gets sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like anyone to oppress his body. And Allah does not like anyone to put his physical body into difficulties by saying, no, I have to do my awrad, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. He is not in need to do it, because angels will be doing on it. Allah knows best that that person is sick. And Allah does not like anyone to be oppressor. Allah doesn't like people to oppress others, and Allah doesn't like people to oppress what He created, that physical body He created, and that spirit He created. He doesn't like that. So he said, means here, give importance to your body. Because you don't want to make your body to fall apart. For every human being, he says, that there are angels specially created for that human being. And all of them, they are sitting, and you can see them in the Jannat fi Sidrat al-Muntaha, into that farthest paradise, Sidrat al-Muntaha. They are there, always waiting. If someone gets sick, and they are, for Allah created them for that human being, they go immediately, they do what that person was supposed to do. He said every day, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise, he prays with his Sahaba, all of them, and with prophets, and with Awliyaullah, and with those who died on Iman. He prays with them Salatul Fajr, Salatul Subh, every day in paradise. He said there, Sayyidina Bilal will call Azan, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all that what we mentioned behind him, they stand up and they pray Salatul Fajr. He said, there is my soul. There I am standing with my soul, praying with them. And I am so much atashawwaq,
yearning
for my body to be there. But my body is still here. And my body here, yata'azzab, struggling and feeling deteriorating, but my soul feeling happy and stronger than before. He said, angels are preparing me for that, to be in that meeting as soon as possible. They call me and they present me in the presence of Prophet and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am waiting for that moment when Allah calls me to move. It was nearly end of Rajab. This was Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. When he was saying this, and he said that from this Sha'ban to the next Sha'ban, there are a lot of things going to happen. Major issues going to happen, spiritually and physically. Awliyaullah, Allah gives them knowledge according to their level, what's going to happen in that year from 15 of Sha'ban to 15 of Sha'ban, because it is the heavenly year, begin from 15 of Sha'ban. And he said, with prayers and with sadaqah, Allah prevents affliction to come on human being. My words are not something that is not true. What I am saying is the truth. When you give sadaqah fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give you more life. When you give your awrad in the and do them daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you to give you higher and higher levels. So from that side and from the other side, from side of sadaqah to poor people and from the side of awrad, your spirit will be given rewards, your body will be given rewards, and you will live longer because and the difficulties will not come on you because you are trying to do your best. He said, Allah gives us umr, life, more life. He can make that life less or he can make it longer. It depends according to your amal. Whatever your amal is, he make it longer or he make it less. Or according to what you like, you want to be, to follow Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to be in the presence of Allah. Everything it depends on how, what your ability or what you like. If you like dunya, Allah will give dunya. If you like akhirah, Allah gives akhirah. It depends on what everyone wants. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give every human being age of 137 years. In that age, that time frame, you will be resurrected in Judgment Day as if you have lived in dunya 137 years. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask that you have longer life because then you have longer time to worship. Not to ask to have longer life that for to have to longer life for dunya, but to do more for akhirah. He said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تُعْرَضُ عَلَيَّ عَمَلْ أُمَّتِ, I observe the amal of my ummah. If I see good, I pray for them. If I see good, I pray for them and then praise Allah. If I see bad, I ask repentance. So Prophet there, when he look and observe what we are doing, if he sees good, he will praise Allah and ask for us. He pray for us. Means he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us longer life. Because we are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are not oppressing anyone. We are not oppressing our soul. We are not oppressing our body. We are not oppressing our brothers and sisters. And if he sees not that, then he say, Ya Rabbi, forgive them and take them. It's better that you forgive them and take them, because there is no way of being treated and cured, because you know in medicine there are sicknesses that you cannot, it's impossible to cure, and people die. So there are also, spiritually, there are sicknesses that comes from bad characteristics and bad manners and love of dunya, that they know awliya Allah and Prophet ﷺ that there is no cure. So let them pass away. Let them go for their benefit. So he said that Allah gave the authority to Prophet ﷺ for his ummah. If he sees good, he will ask Allah to make their life longer. And if he sees bad, ask Allah to make their life less. So always try to be good, because then you will be under, because we are under supervision of awliya Allah, under supervision of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and angels. We are under supervision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah looking at us, knows everything what we are doing. وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, I am with you wherever you are. Anywhere. Allah is there. Don't say Allah is not there. Allah is seeing what we are doing. And Allah is not only seeing you, what you are doing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing the heart. What the heart are whispering to the mind. What the heart is sending messages to the mind. So that's why when we have this waswasa, what you call it?
Whispering.
No, whispering, but there is another name for it. That sickness, what you told me? Autism?
Autism.
Autism? What's autism? Huh? It is not. It's someone like take wudu. He keeps taking wudu. He doesn't stop. Huh? So that is a sickness that happened with people. Where I was recently?
Montreal?
No. No. I was in Indonesia, I think. Somewhere, Malaysia or Singapore. And they brought one person, Singapore. And they brought one person that he has that compulsive disorder. Allah said in Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kul a'udhu Rabbi al-Nas, Malik al-Nas, Ilahi al-Nas, Min Sharri al-Waswas al-Khannas, from that compulsive disorder. It's not compulsive disorder, it's a Min Sharri al-Waswas al-Khannas, from that evil shaitan that is whispering in the mind. Doctors, they think it's compulsive disorder, and they want to treat. They cannot. They brought that child, they said they want everywhere, doctors, they want to give him medicine. Compulsive disorder, huh?
Schizophrenia.
So, to make him cool down, he goes to bathroom to take wudu, 1 hour, at least. Take shower, 2 hours. He wash, and then wash, and keep washing his hand, his hair, his head, then he repeats. I spoke with him, and I took him to bathroom. I said, take wudu, take a shower, take wudu now, ablution. And he was showing me how he's doing. We brought him from 1 hour ablution to 2 minutes. And now he is doing it 2 minutes, ablution. So that is a problem, that the heart is keep giving this compulsive disorder from shaitan coming there, whispering into the mind of people, do this. They cannot come out of it. It's impossible. Until they will get an electric shock, they wake up. So Maulana is saying that that problem is in the hand Allah gave to people to fix themselves. When Prophet ﷺ looking at their amal and observe them, and awliya observe their student, if they are with that situation and there is no way to fix, ya Allah, let them go. They try to give them electric shock. They give them electric shock. If they wake up, they wake up. He said there was a man in his village He said that he looks like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, means Mawlana Sheikh. Allah gave him a vision to see how Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq looks like. And also, in Islamic history, we have the features of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the features of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, we have the features, how they were seeing them. They described them. So he said that these descriptions, physically and spiritually, from physical side or from the vision side, looks like he has similar characteristics in his face and everything. So Maulana likes to go to that man to, he has a store, grocery store. He likes to go there to buy from him. And people likes to go there and buy from that person. He said he, Allah said in the Surah Al-Rahman, وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانَ.
That give according to the balance and don't make the weight less, because you don't cheat. Keep everything. This is physically our speaking, not spiritually. Spiritually, Allah gave you a balance also for your soul. You have to be very careful how to balance the soul. But this man always put his hand under the balance. Don't take it on the bad side. Take it on the good side. He put the grocery, what people buy, on one side, and he put the weight on the other side.
Scale.
On the scale. So they have to balance each other. But that man put his hand under the weight, not under the grocery and push it down. He put the hand under the weight and make the weight always lighter than by pushing it in a way that make it lighter, keep the grocery higher, means you need more to put. So keep putting more, looking at the people, how much they're poor or not poor. If they are poor, he holds the weight not to go down. He make the grocery lighter to keep giving them more. He said he was a generous person like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He is inheriting that secret from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He said he used to give a lot without count. He stopped the mizan, stopped the scale, and he gives. He said, what do you think about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If that is one ummah, one person is doing that, what do you think about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course he will stop the scale and gives more. On one salawat even, it will be heavier than all your amal from Adam alayhi salam till judgment day. One salawat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you think about Allah's generosity and mercy for humanity? For one small ma'roof goodness you did, you don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. That's why he gives bighayri hisab. Allah give without account. And Mawlana said, Grand Sheikh used to tell that man, I'm coming here for your sake, taking from you. Not for my sake to take more, but because you give more, I come with that power of my Sheikh, Sheikh Sharafuddin, I come to buy from you by his order, because Awliyaullah, they need a hook to hook their followers, to bring them to the presence of Prophet ﷺ with any small amal, good one. So I'm coming to you with that power to take, to, that you give me more, and for that I hook you to the main wagon of Awliya Allah, that you become a wagon behind the engine, moving in fast speed toward the door of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will stop here and we continue next time, inshallah. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil Fatiha.